Here we are in front of the half-timbered Clément Gis house.
Clément what?
Clément Gis. The house was named after Rue Clément Gis, the street where it once stood, close to the home of Pierre Dac.
But why and how did this house change streets?
Well, can you imagine that this 15th century dwelling was dismantled in the 1970s during the renovation of the city centre?
Dismantled? Like a construction game?
Yes, and it was stocked in a warehouse for several years. It was carefully put back together in 1983. Here on Rue Nicolas Durand.
But how did they rebuild it?
The friends of old Chalon took care to number each piece of wood. Today, the Clément Gis house belongs to the city. It has become a space used for art exhibitions.
The timber framing technique possesses its own language. The overhang on the first floor, over the street, for example.
It is called a jetty.
Lift your gaze to the opening. Do you see the horizontal beams?
They are called the noggin pieces.
Look closely at the diagonal beams.
These are the braces. And finally, the vertical pieces of wood are called posts. Turn to your left towards the Cloister Museum.
We're here in the heart of the Old Canon District, meaning that the canons used to live here. Beginning in the 12th century, they became more and more prosperous. In order to lead a more comfortable life, the canons abandoned community living and settled into individual homes. Claude Lafourche is guardian and guide for the Cloister Museum that adjoins to the Notre-Dame-en-Vaux-Garden. He speaks to us about it.
The Cloister Museum is located in close proximity to the original location of the cloister. Within are columns decorated with statues and many storytelling capitals. They are from the period of transition from Roman to Gothic art, around 1170 to 1180.
Under no circumstances should you miss this museum. It holds veritable jewels within.
Right. If you like the Age of Enlightenment, then our next stopover is for you. We will be addressing the 18th century's influence on Châlons-en-Champagne. And what an influence. Meet us on Place Foch. At the end of Rue Nicolas Durand, turn left, then right. Cross over the Pont de Vaux Bridge. Straight ahead of you lies the pedestrian-only street of the Hôtel de Ville. It will lead us to Place Foch. We will wait for you in the centre, facing the Hôtel de Ville, or Town Hall.